Hi, I'm Scott, and it's Azure Friday. We're here with Chaco Daniel, and we're talking about Service Fabric, but the lifecycle management. We know a little bit about the actor model. We understand how the Service Fabric works, but when you upgrade things, change their versions, you don't want your site to go down.
Correct. So Service Fabric actually has a lot of management features. So one of them happens to be the application lifecycle management. Mm. And it actually allows you to upgrade your applications in your live clusters, in real time, without any downtime to your application, and very easily. In fact, you can actually change small pieces of your application, and that's the key here. I'll show you a few of those things. So basically, the other sessions did talk about the microservices concept, and so I'll actually talk to you about some amount of that pieces of it.
Yeah, right? Let's do it. Absolutely.
Okay. So today, what I have got for you is actually I have an application which I will show you. Basically, this actually is a demo application. This is not actually a real thing which anyone will deploy. Basically, this is to show you that there are some bouncing pyramids I have in here. It actually bounces in a small frame in a box, and there are multiple of them.
What's that look like?
So it actually will look like something like this.
Okay, so these little guys are going to bounce around. On yes. this canvas.
This canvas. And then the tail you see on the side beyond these bouncing pyramids basically just denote the last 20 positions of where this bouncing pyramid was.
Okay.
So basically the intent here is to show you two things. One, these pyramids actually are continuously getting new positions where it should go.
Okay.
And then it also remembers where it was before.
So there's some state there.
So there's absolutely some state there. And I'm going to use actor programming model for it. And so that is one of the uses of these things. And each of these little things are actors. So that's the key here. And then I will do a live upgrade. I'll deploy this to an Azure cluster. So it's not on a local cluster, actually, it's an Azure cluster. And what I want to show you is basically using PowerShell, so easy to deploy into Azure. It's almost like deploying to your local machine. There's no different. There's no big operations required in this scenario. Hmm. It's just basically the same commands you use, except that you connect to a different cluster.
So because when I upgrade, I'm going to be concerned about that hiccup, and is it going to knock the site over for 20 seconds or a minute? What if it goes wrong? I'm always thinking about those things during upgrades.
Yes, so that's not something which you need to worry about here at all, because the system basically will give you tools to figure out and describe as to what is the expectation you have, whether you want the upgrades to go through automatically, checking health and so forth, or do you want the very first time it hits a hiccup, set to manual, so that I can debug by it myself. So those are different options which we have. So those things we can certainly get into the second session if that is something which
yeah,
we can do.
Let's do it.
Of course. So anyway, so let me just quickly go through this application for you. So application manifest is actually the place where you describe to the system as to what does it contain. So in this scenario where it's basically it actually this particular application contains two things.
Okay.
If you look at it, there's actually a visual objects service, and then there is some website front end of it, and that's what I used saw. So all it's trying to do is at the back end, it actually is telling these actors where it needs to be.
Okay.
And then the website of it is just basically rendering it.
Gotcha.
That's the key here.
All right.
So it has two services, and so it is actually described in here in the application manifest. If you look at it, so there are. Let me just show you.
So you've got an application manifest that contains multiple services.
Yes.
Each service has its own manifest, and we saw those in a previous video.
Correct.
So your application is made up of these two services.
These services.
And they have versions.
They have versions. So in addition to having the services having versions, this application itself has a version.
Everybody's 1.0.
Yeah, everyone is 1.0 now. So,
all right.
So basically, I just compile it. And then I will just deploy it. I've already compiled it. So I'll just do a deployment at this point. Okay. So I have an Azure cluster. So since it's a secure cluster, so certainly I have a certificate thumbprint. So here I'm going to say connect Service Fabric cluster, mm-hmm. and then give it a connection endpoint, which happens to be this big. It's in East Asia.
Oh wow.
And I'm connecting to an endpoint.
Okay.
That's what this one means. And since this is a production cluster, of course it has to be secure. So now it is secured by that certificate, which I only have, or whoever is my operations manager will have it.
Okay.
So all I'm trying to do here is just basically F8, and now it's connected.
Okay.
So that's as simple as that. So I will use one more tool to show you just for the visual side of it. So this is a tool which I don't know whether it was shown before, but let me show you. This is something which comes with the SDK. So basically it is actually visually just talks about here's all my nodes. So if you look at it, there's a...
Now, is this similar to what you see in Visual Studio and the Server Explorer?
Correct. It is. But this is more detailed.
This
gives you far more details than that one does at this point. Mm-hmm. This is a point in time statement, of course. So in this particular cluster, I have three applications already deployed. There's a chaos test application. So basically, this is what I use to run chaos against my cluster, mm-hmm. and then so forth. So we'll just not go into each one of this. So basically, the reason I showed you this is basically, now let me just go deploy it. So I'm deploying this Visual Objects application. So let me just first copy it. I'm just now copying it into my cluster.
Do you need to use PowerShell or can you do it from Visual Studio?
You can.
So you can do either one.
You can do either one.
Excellent.
In the Visual Studio stuff, you actually have to point to a different XML saying, here is my connection endpoint.
I see.
Like we just did here, we just said, here is my cluster.
Right.
Whereas as a default in Visual Studio, it's local.
I see.
And so you just need to change the connection endpoint and then everything else is the same.
Excellent.
Yeah. So then okay. that's what is done. So basically, it's now here. So if you look at it here, so there is actually a...
Oh, and there's Visual Objects right there.
So it just says, I just got a Visual Objects thing, and now let me just see very quickly here.
Yep, so there it is. See. No, it's not green. Does that mean it's not running?
It is not running yet. So basically, you can choose to pre-position this and say, okay, I'm going to start this later. Mm-hmm. That's something you can do. You can, as a dev, you can just say, okay, it's ready to go, but I don't want it to be starting running now. So then when it's ready, so basically just say, create me a new application. That's what this one is doing.
So that's like an instance.
It's an instance of that particular application type.
I see.
So its name happens to be Visual Objects Application, and the type name happens to be the Visual Object Application. If you look at it, that's what it is.
Okay.
So then what basically happened is, in this, if you refresh, basically we now...
Yep, now it's green and it's running, and there it is.
And it actually got deployed.
Oh, wow.
And what I said is, it's deployed to all the nodes, all the
and
nine
And those are
nodes.
All the named actors there.
Yes, these are actually the partitions of these things.
The partitions.
Yes,
and
each of these partitions have three replicas.
Ah, okay.
So that's what that is. So
and this is a nice, this is a really nice visual representation of what's going on. Like this is exactly what we saw in the XML. We've got the application, and then the services within it, and then their version. So you always know exactly what's happening
absolutely,
in production.
Absolutely. And it actually has a code and a config for each of these. So you can choose to change each of them independently, together, whatever else makes sense to you.
Okay, so are the little triangles going to move now?
Oh, yes. Okay, sorry. I should have done that. Triangles should have started moving.
So they've been moving. Oh, so you didn't, they just figured out. They started moving again. It reconnected.
Yes. No, this is new. So
what happened? You didn't refresh anything. Though,
I didn't do anything because it just...
They woke up.
Yes. So that's what the key here.
Okay.
So basically what happened here is, now as I said, the trailing those tails are actually the positions where they were before.
Okay.
So before, let me just go quickly do one more thing for you. So
yep.
Let's just go.
So this is version one, right?
Yeah, that's version one. So let us go and then make the move. So all I'm trying to do is move object. So look at this. It's basically I'm just saying, instead of, I'll just make them true.
Now, what is that? Make them do more than just move? Are they going to rotate? Or
they will rotate now. Yes. So,
okay,
so basically, what's happening? Yes.
This is a new version.
This will be a new version. So what I'll do is, I've told it now. In addition to moving, just going like this, go back.
Right now they're moving. Maybe what you could do, if I could offer a suggestion, is snap this browser off to one side.
Oh, absolutely.
And then when you do the deployment, snap it to the left, and we'll watch and see if they'll keep moving and rotating.
Okay, let me just do that. I'll just do that for a second. So then what I'm going to do is I'm just going to compile it, save it, of course.
Alrighty.
Save it, rebuild the solution.
Okay, so you did a package and you've rebuilt, and now you've changed a little line of code, and the pyramid should do something different now.
Yes, so basically we just told it now it needs to start moving as well, rotating as well. That's the key here.
Okay, but you haven't deployed them yet.
Not yet. So basically what I want to do, two things now. So I actually made one change to the Visual Objects or service itself. So I'm going to go to my package at this point. So open the file folder, basically go to the, this is actually how it's built at the back end. So
right,
this is a
right.
good visual to see as well. You go to the package, go to the release folder. In this, here's the application manifest which you had seen before.
Right.
So basically what I'm going to do is, I've changed basically this one. So I'm just going to do 2.0.
2.0, okay.
And then I'm going to make the application to be 2.0 as well, and then save it. So that's one change I did. And then what I'm going to do is basically, since I didn't make any changes to this Visual Object Service at all, so I'm just going to delete it because I don't need it.
I see. You're only deploying the new package.
Because I'm only changing that particular code package. So I don't really need to upload everything else.
Okay.
So so I go to the service manifest. This is the other thing which I need to do as well. So basically, okay, just let me open it in Visual Studio because it's more clear. So it's going to come up. So in this, basically, I'm going to say, okay, I also have a new service package. So I'm just going to do 2.0.
Now, could you have done this at the project level, though?
You could have done it at the project level. But now I don't know why it's not editing. It's okay. It should come back. Oh yeah, there it is. 2.0, and then I'm going to go two things here. Basically, I have a code version. I'm going to change the code version here, and then a config version. So all I'm trying to indicate to it is I have two things I have changed here.
I see. And you're doing this manually to show us, but certainly you could have done this in a more one location.
Absolutely.
And had it built.
We could have. This is more to indicate what are the moving pieces you have behind
gotcha.
The scenes.
Right.
Because there's no real magic. There's actually something which you can see for yourself what's going on.
That's a good point.
Yeah, so that's okay. A key. So now that I've done it.
All right, so snap this off to the side.
Yes, so I will do that once again. So basically, I'm going to do the same thing I did before. Basically,
register
copy it.
Right.
Copy it into the thing. So basically, once you come here, you should be able to see the new things come up shortly. So now it says here.
Here's one is still out there running, two is available.
Yes, and then if you see, this is the second version, and this is the old version itself.
Gotcha.
So now let me just now snap the way you were talking about. So here it is snapped here.
Okay, and that's version one, still off and running, doing its job.
Correct. And then I will snap this guy to here so that then the only thing, let me just show you one command and then we'll just certainly come back. So to start an upgrade, all you're trying to do is start Service Fabric upgrade. That's all it is. So this is one command. And then you're indicating to the system that it is 2.0.
Okay. Gotcha.
F8. And then once that happens, you actually have to show you two things here, one here. So what we'll see here is very interesting.
The upgrade is happening.
Yes. So what you would see here is now it's saying upgrade is in progress. So if you see this status, upgrade is in progress. The very first one of the UDs, the upgrade domains which we have, is actually is underway now.
Oh, wow.
So and you would see this.
It's a lot of information. Oh, wow. This one paused and is spinning, but this one hasn't yet. So
correct.
This one's version 2, and the other one is version 1.
Version 1.
Oh, and some of these guys are changing now, too.
And now they will start to rotate.
So they are upgrading.
Yes.
That one's upgraded. That one's upgraded. So they're all starting to change now.
So you see this one basically is starting to rotate. See, look at this
yeah,
one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So what I just showed you is basically live in the cluster, your actors just basically got a new property of now also rotating instead of just moving.
Very cool. Production update to version 2.
Correct.
With Fabric.
Yes.
We're learning all sorts of amazing things in application lifecycle management here on Azure Friday.